In the beginning of creation, Lord Brahma prays to be empowered to do his work.
A teremtés kezdetén Úr Brahma azért imádkozik, hogy megkapja az erőt, hogy meg tudja végezni a feladatot.
And he needs the special protection of the Lord.
És neki szüksége van az Úr különleges védelmére.
Because at the time of his birth, the universe is dark.
Mert az ő születésekor az univerzum sötét.
And a little later, violent storms shake the lotus flower on which he is situated.
És egy kicsivel később nagyon erős viharok rázák meg a lótusz virágot, amin elhelyezkedik.
So he needs protection.
Szóval védelemre van szüksége.
And we all know he begins to engage in the Lord's service by performing tapasya.
És mi mind tudjuk, hogy lefoglalja magát az Úr szolgálatában, tapasztját végrehajtva.
And after some time the Lord appears in his heart to enlighten him how to perform his devotional service of creating the world.
És egy idő múlva az Úr megjelenik a szívében, és felvilágosítja őt, hogy hogy végezze az odaadó szolgálatát az univerzum megteremtésére.
The Lord is so satisfied with Lord Brahma that he actually begins to shake hands at that time.
Az Úr annyira meg van elégedve Úr Brahmával, hogy még igazából kezet is fog vele.
He takes the hand of Lord Brahma and just shakes it like that. He's so satisfied.
Tehát megfogja Úr Brahmának a kezét, és így megrázza, hogy annyira elégedve.
It is highly unconventional. We usually do namaste, you know.
Ez teljesen szokatlan, mert általában namaste csinálunk.
But no, he grabs the hand.
De most megragadja a kezét.
Why?
Miért?
Because, see, Lord Brahma is a preacher.
Azért, mert Úr Brahma egy prédikál.
Prabhupada explains it, that he has a party of empowered preachers.
Prabhupada azt mondja, hogy neki egy csapat felhatalmazott prédikátora.
Who want to save the poor souls who are in this world.
Akik meg akarják menteni az elesett lelkeket ebben a világban.
And that's exactly what Krishna wants with this creation.
Ez az igazából, amit Krishna akar ebben a teremtésben.
He wants it to be a prison where people can become free of the prison.
Azt akarja, hogy ez a börtön legyen, ahol az emberek kiszabadulhatnak ebből a börtönből.
The Lord is not a little child who builds a sand castle.
Tehát az Úr nem egy kis gyermek, aki homokvárat épít.
Out of no reason.
Ok nélkül.
He has not created this world, this cosmic prison, out of no reason.
Ő azt a világot, ezt a kozmikus börtön bűnök nélkül teremtett.
There is a reason behind it.
Van egy ok mögötte.
That is that the foolish conditioned souls can go back home, back to Godhead.
És az az, hogy az ostoba feltételkeztünk, vagy hát ostoba elesett lelkek, vissza tudjanak menni az Istenség.
Now everyone who helps in this mission becomes as dear to the Lord as the Creator, Ramaji.
Tehát mindenki, aki részt vesz ebben a szolgálatban, az olyan kedvessége válik az Úrnak, mint a teremtő Brahmaji.
And Prabhupada explains the Lord will come and shake hands with him.
És Prabhupada elmagyarázza, hogy az Úr jönni fog és kezet fog rázni.
I think in Hungary you go like when you meet somebody here, isn't it?
Yeah. Hát Magyarországon általában puszítátok valakinek a
puszi, yes.
Nagyon kedves.
But Krishna shakes hands, it's more civilized.
Yeah, Krishna kezet rá, civilizált.
Because he's so satisfied with someone.
Mert ő annyira elégedett valakinek.
Now of course this means we should take part in Lord Brahma's Sankirtan mission.
Tehát ez azt jelenti, hogy nekünk részt kell venni az Úr lelmel szentjétlen
I think in these meetings we have all understood that the easiest way to spread the Krishna consciousness is through book distribution.
Gondolom, hogy ezeken a meetingeken megértettük, hogy a legkönnyebb út, ahogy terveszedik a Krishna tudatot, az a könyvosztás.
And this is clear to us in theory.
Ez világos számunkra elméletben.
However, sometimes in our mind we might think, oh no, this doesn't really please Krishna so much. How can it?
Mégis néha az elmémben azt gondoljuk, ó nem, ez nem elégíthetik annyira Krishnát, hogy lehet.
I had an interesting discussion just a few days ago where a Sangatan devotee told, when we were discussing this with a Sangatan devotee, the devotee said, I don't know if this pleases my spiritual master the most to go out at Sangatan.
Tehát volt néhány nappal ezelőtt egy beszélgetés, hogy éppen erről beszéltünk egy szankirtanos bakkával, és ő azt mondta, hogy nem tudja biztosan, hogy ezt tényleg kielégíti a lelki felétem, és tegyük meg egy szankirtanát.
It's sometimes difficult to understand how by serving this Sangatan mission we will please our spiritual master and Krishna the most.
Néha nehéz megérteni, hogy hogy fogjuk a legjobban kielégíteni Krishnát és a lelki tanítómesterünket azzal, hogy folytatjuk ezt a szankét.
So today I want to give one reason why this is so.
És már akarok adni egy gyökot, hogy miért van ez így.
There is an interesting story about the soul who returns back to the spiritual world.
Van egy érdekes történet arra a lélekről, amelyik visszatér a lelki világba.
It's Gopa Kumar. He comes in the evening or in the afternoon in the village of Raj. And he asks everyone, where is
Krishna?
But no one answers. Because they all think in separation of Krishna. When is he going to come back?
Krishnától való elkülönülésben arra gondolj, mikor fog visszajönni.
So finally Gopa Kumar sees in the horizon a dust cloud.
Végül is Gopa Kumar horizonton lát egy porfelhőt.
It's from the dust which the cow hooves have raised.
Ez abban a porban van, amit a tehereknek a patája felemel.
And a little later he hears joyful laughter.
És egy kicsit később pedig örömteli nevetést
hallott. And then a flute concert.
És akkor a flute
And then he sees the dancing cowherd boys.
És akkor látja a táncoló tenyérbászó fiúkat.
And among them he sees Krishna.
Közöttük pedig látja Krishna.
He becomes so happy. He begins to run towards Krishna.
És annyira boldogan válik, elkezd futni Krishna felé.
See, before that, was a description of how long it took to go back to the spiritual world for Gopa Kumar.
Tehát ezelőtt volt a leírása, hogy milyen hosszú ideig tartott Gopa Kumarnak visszatérni a lelki világba.
Finally, Krishna is very close.
És végül Krishna nagyon közel van.
He runs. And then Krishna sees him coming. And he also leaves the coward boys at the cows and he runs towards his devotees. And he becomes so ecstatic. He embraces Gopa Kumar. And out of his ecstasy, Krishna falls down on the floor unconscious. At that time the gopis think, oh no, Gopa Kumar is a demon.
Akkor a gopik azt gondolják, oh nem, Gopa Kumar egy démon.
Who has attacked Krishna.
Aki megtámadta
Krishna. By some mystical mantra.
Valami misztikus mantrával.
So they begin to, the gopis surround Gopa Kumar.
Gopik elkezdik körbevonni Gopa Kumar.
They cry tears. Krishna is lying unconscious, and this a demon who has taken the form of a cowherd boy has thrown him on the floor.
És ez a démon, aki egy tenyipásztor fiú formáltatta fel az a földre dobta.
So Balaram has to clarify it.
Szóval Balaramnak kell tisztázni a helyzetet.
He said, no, he's a devotee.
Nem, ő egy bakta.
Krishna is so overwhelmed to see him. That's why he has fainted.
Krishna annyira örült neki, hogy látta.
And he shows Gopakumar how to massage the legs of the Lord. And how to fan so that finally Krishna wakes up. And he addresses him. My dear Swarup. He calls it by his eternal spiritual name. Where have you been? I have waited so much. And again Krishna faints. So you can see from this how eager Krishna is that the souls return back home, back to Godhead.
Krishna mennyire vágyik arra, hogy a lélek visszatérjen haza az Istenhez.
He really wants it.
Ő igazából akarja.
This is a desire of his heart.
Ez ő szívének a vágya.
So therefore anyone who participates in the Sankirtan mission,
ezért bárki, aki Sankirtan misszióban részt vesz,
he becomes very dear to Krishna.
Nagyon kedvessé válik Krishna.
Very dear. That's why Lord shakes his head. Thank you. So, this life is meant for becoming dear to Krishna. And if we can do Sankirtan, we should not doubt that this is a service which makes us very close to
Krishna.
Now, because in Sankirtan, we are sometimes, we are surrounded by an ocean of non-devotees. Sometimes it happens that we get infected a little bit. And we lose our strength. Just like this morning we told that this devotee loses his spiritual strength if he meditates on sense enjoyment. See, on Sankirtan you meet all these sense objects. Especially in summertime, people are very lusty. And they see you in a certain way. Also in winter time, we are surrounded with cold. Very discouraging sometimes. I think in Hungary it also gets quite cold. Our cars are constantly troublemakers. If we go into the province, there is a mode of ignorance very strong, isn't it? You have to speak louder also. And our bodies get older. See, to go on Sankirtan in Kali Yuga is not so easy. We need protection. Just like Lord Brahma.
At
the beginning of creation.
teremtése elején.
He needed protection. And then the verse is saying is, when we do a little good, we become proud and puffed up. The verse's thing is, when we do a little good, we become puffed up.
Tehát a legrosszabb dolog, hogy egy kicsit meg, akkor egyből felfogalkozottá válunk.
Our mind is just very dull.
Az elmény nagyon sötét.
It is not easy to go in Kali Yuga and Sankirtan.
Nem olyan könnyű Kali Yuga-ban lenni Sankirtan.
And therefore I want to give a few tips which can help the Sankirtan devotee to remain spiritually strong.
Ezért akarok adni néhány tippet, ami segít a Sankirtan zsadban, hogy
lelkileg. One thing which is important is he should have a strong and strict sadhana.
Az egy dolog, ami fontos, hogy neki nagyon erős.
Even Hari Namananda, the great Sankirtan star, is sometimes afraid to go on Sankirtan. Because he knows he will go in a dark universe. People are very
maya.
So he makes it a point to read every day 2 hours. Now when you go on Sankirtan, you should understand that this is not your own man's, your own thing. You're going as a representative. And as long as you're going as a representative, he whom you represent will make sure that what is happening is under his guidance.
És amíg mentek Sankirtanra, addig az, akit képviseltek, az figyelni fogja, hogy mi történik az ő vezetése alatt.
See, you're representing Krishna.
Krishnát képviseltek.
You're doing his most important work.
Az ő legfontosabb munkáját.
Don't you think he is interested in you?
Nem gondoljátok, hogy érdeklődek.
He wants to know what is happening.
Nem akarja tudni, hogy mi történik.
And he's accompanying you.
És kísértiteket.
Srila Prabhupada, he said that when someone takes a book and reads it, takes a book, buys a book and gives some donation, then you should know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there watching the whole thing.
Srila Prabhupada azt mondta, hogyha valaki elvesz egy könyvet és ad valami adomány, akkor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ott van és figyel az egész dolgot.
You can invoke the presence of the Lord by Sankirtan. In Christmas marathon I went out with Rohini Sudha Prabhu. And I'm not very good and I'm not very accustomed to Sankirtan. See, my service was translating the books. And also preaching them. And only in the very beginning of my Krishna consciousness I went for 5 years out. But afterwards I was a translator. So I went out with this and I started by carrying the books of Rohini Sutta. I said, let me first serve the great souls. And then I will get some milost.
És akkor valami kegyet kapom.
Yes. And then it might go.
És akkor az még menni fog.
So then I remember I met a very nice man. He was the director of the Berlin Opera.
Ja, Berlin Operának az igazgatója volt.
And he saw me and he liked me, he wanted to talk with me. And I thought, well, yeah, I know these people, they're intellectuals, they never take a book.
ezek az emberek nagyon intelligensek, és mindig azt mondják,
they just want to talk with the Hare Krishna, that's all. So that they, when they come home, they say, I talk with the Hare Krishna. So I began talking with him. Then I said, you must read the Bhagavad Gita, otherwise you are not an intellectual. And I prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please let him take a book. He took the book. And then he said, do you have more? Did you really say this?
I was in
doubt. Yes, he wanted to take more. Then, I remember there was a very heavy German, you know, the one like someone who beats up devotees. He was dressed crazy, it looked very aggressive.
Szerintem volt egy nagyon kemény német, aki olyasmi mindenkit szokták megverni a baktákat. Nagyon őrültnek német ki, és sötét ruhán mutat ez.
Are you a Hare Krishna?
És a Hare Krishna vagy?
I said, Jaini Singha, yes.
Szerintem, hogy Jaini Singha, igen.
Then you must send me a Krishna book.
Akkor el kell, hogy adjál nekem a Krishna
book. Because my friend has read the Krishna book. And he has changed so much. Again, I understood, well, he is someone working, this, you know, he is a divine energy. Which has influenced this man. So, a devotee should know when he is out there distributing, Krishna is there. It's his work. Your work would be eating and sleeping. Or making children. Or going to the cinema. It's not your work to make sankirtan. You're just sent out by mercy. You're representing Krishna. But without Krishna's help, you won't be able to do it. So one day when your vision is purified, you will see how Krishna is present in your sangatan. He will tap you on the shoulder. See, I was all the time here. But you didn't notice. So, therefore we are stressing the sankirtan service so much. It's the service which is most dear to the Lord, because that's why the world is here. And he helps everyone who is engaging in this service. As the spiritual master is supremely interested in this. And he wants to help the devotee who goes out at sankirtan. So don't think you are alone at sankirtan. Then you are in Debrecen or Budapest. Then you have to know, when you are on sankirtan, you have to be very convinced that what you are doing is right. You have to have mental strength. Therefore, you must sleep enough. Otherwise, you space out. You know. Yes. Yesterday I saw this when our Guru Nitai was distributing. I remember there was one line of the Hari Nam line, and there were two grandmamas
Látom, hogy emlékszem, hogy két sorban volt a három nagy pápi, és ott volt két nagymama.
They were in the middle.
És középen voltam.
You remember?
Emlékszem.
Left and right we went.
És jobbra-balra mentünk.
In front the grandmother didn't want to take.
És ezt a nagymama nem akarta elvinni.
Then she saw the Hariman going and she became bewildered.
She makes the world.
And there was Gauri Jai looked so friendly. And then she decided in a different way. Yes, I take these
clothes.
See, there is a people out of a mental concoction say no. It's in their mind to say no. But when you are stronger, they say yes. That's when you meet Harinamananda Prabhu. He's so convinced and you know, he gives people a pile of books like this.
És azért, mikor Harinamananda Prabhuval találkoztak, annyira meg van győződve, és egy ilyen sport filmet, amit mondani.
Yeah, it's right.
Ilyen sokkal.
I mean, no one in the world will buy so much books, which he doesn't even know what is in the world.
Szóval senki a világon nem lenne ennyi könyvet, ráadásul még nem tudja, hogy mi van ezek a filmek.
It's so much work to carry this thing.
Nagyon sok munka vinni ezeket a könyveket.
And so much Lakshmi.
Lakshmi.
And the wife will give trouble when you know, she sees the book. But because he is so convinced. Then it is also convinced. Because everyone in this world wants to be secure in what they are doing.
Mert mindenki ebben a világban biztos akar lenni abban, amit csinál.
No one is 100% secure.
Senki nem biztos 100%.
Was it right that I married this girl?
Jó volt az, hogy elvettem ezt a lányt.
Was it right that I really learned this?
Jó volt az, hogy én ezt igazából, hogy megtanultam.
And not music, for instance.
Vagy nem zenét, inkább értem.
Am I really at the best place here in Budapest, or should I go to Debrecen?
Yeah.
You know, they think like
this.
And now holidays, I want to go to America on holidays, but maybe I should go to France. So when they meet a convinced devotee, who is sure about what he is doing? They are impressed. And their mind changes. Turns around. This is a psychological truth. When the first devotees went to England, they wanted to have special instructions of Srila Prabhupada what to do. And he told them simply a story of Charlie Chaplin. You might know this, once Charlie, there was a movie where Charlie Chaplin, you know, danced in a ball dance. And after about 20 minutes or so, the dancers could go in the outside in the park and sit on benches. To talk about Romeo and Julia, you know.
Romeo and Julia,
so one man put some glue on the bench. And when Charlie Chaplin wanted to get up, his, you know, they have these thoughts and all the time dropped up.
És amikor ilyen kabátja volt, és ez szétszakadt.
So he danced the next round, and everyone looked at him.
És amikor következő táncot, akkor mindenki őt nézte.
So when the next pass came, he went into the garderobe.
Amikor következő szünet jött, akkor elment a
szobatárba. To find out why everyone had looked at him. And in the mirror, he saw that his, you know, his. So what he did is, he ripped it up, he teared it up until the collar, you know, up to it, until it was up. And then he danced very enthusiastically. And everyone thought, wow, he dances so joyfully because he has this special coat. And because he was so enthusiastic and so pure, in the next pause, everyone went into the garderobe and teared their own.
És ezért, mivel ennyire lelkes és magabiztos volt, a következő szünetben mindenki elment az öltözőbe, és szétszakították a kabátjukat ugyanúgy.
Because they thought that's the secret for his enthusiasm.
Mert azt gondolták, hogy ez a titka az ő lelkesedésének.
And I also want to be enthusiastic and 100% sure.
És én is ilyen lelkes akarok lenni, és 100%-osan magabiztos.
So when you are enthusiastic in your sankirtan, everyone will be impressed.
És amikor lelkesek vagytok a szankirtanban, akkor mindenki ezt mindenki hatni fog.
Even if in the beginning they look at you strangely or laugh at you, they will be impressed.
Még akkor is, hogyha az elején furcsán néznek rátok, vagy nevetnek, akkor is hatni fog rájuk.
That's the secret.
Ez a titok.
We must be convinced ourselves.
Tehát magabiztosnak kell lennetek.
And enthusiastic by a strong sadhana. But sometimes sankirtan devotees don't sleep enough. And then they space out. So you must rest enough. That your mind is peaceful. Think you never expected to hear this in a sankirtan lecture. I'm not saying sleep too much. Just saying enough.
Yeah.
So sometimes a devotee is thinking, why am I not so enthusiastic? I have heard all these things. I know that Krishna is very satisfied. Then I'm going out in sankirtan. I've heard it's the best service. But why am I not enthusiastic? Many times it is because the devotee has no good relationship with other devotees. Sankirtan devotee, in order to be strong, must feel himself the servant of the other Sankirtan devotees.
Sankirtan bhaktának, hogy erős lehessen, ő magát a többi bhaktának a szolgájának.
When you understand that you are the servant of the devotees, you will also understand that you are the servant of Krishna. But if you do not understand that you are the servant of the devotees, you will never understand that you are the servant of
Krishna.
And then you will just be punished on the street.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wow, so strong. She takes change. That only someone who is a servant, he is protected by Krishna.
That's because he has served us through the Krishna.
Krishna has no interest in someone who is puffed up.
Krishna nem érdekli az, aki felfogadkodott.
Because the puffed up person is not yet a devotee.
Mert a felfogadkodott személy az még nem bhakta.
So serve the Vaishnavas.
Szóval szolgáljuk a Vaishnavas.
When you are in your Sankirtan party, you can sometimes help someone, you can wash a his shirt for him.
Hogyha a Sankirtan party mondhatok, akkor segíthetek valakinek kimosatok.
Or more important, you can preach to him, you can help him.
Még fontosabb prédikáljon, hatok neki, segíthetek neki.
Give him prasadam.
Mondhatok neki.
Talk deeply with him.
Milyen, milyen beszélgetni vele.
Help him. And Krishna becomes very satisfied. Anyways, there are many these things I've all heard from Sankirtanis. And I hope that by hearing and understanding you can apply them in your practical life. I will make one last point. And that is that you have a unique opportunity here in Hungary. It's practically new land. And people are very. When they do not take a book, the devotee becomes a little heavy or unfriendly.
Nem viszik el a könyvet, akkor a maktani a kicsit kemény lesz, vagy barátságtalan.
And that is not very good.
És ez nem nagyon jó.
Because, see, you will be remembered like that.
Mert így fognak át a emlékezni.
Now another thing is, many people take a book after they have met devotees many times.
És a másik dolog, hogy sok ember akkor lesz könnyed, amikor már sokszor találkozott a bakták.
I just met a Sankirtan devotee from Ireland, and he said that he always distributed at his special Sankirtan spot. It was before a bank.
Hát találkoztam Írországban a Sankirtan baktával. Ki mondta, hogy mindig az ő speciális Sankirtan helyén osztott, mert milyen bank előtt volt.
And he always met a person who was very unfriendly.
Mindig találkozott egy személyel, aki nagyon barátságtalan volt.
He always said no.
Mindig azt mondta nem.
I don't want this book.
Nem akarom ezt a könyvet.
Now one day, so the devotee stopped offering him the book.
Ezért a bakta most már többet nem ajánlotta neki a könyvet.
Because this karmi would always get highly agitated.
Ez a karmi mindig nagyon felizgatta magát.
So one day it was rain.
Egy nap esett az eső.
And the devotee had his umbrella.
És bakta fogta az esernyőjét.
That's this devotee. And then he gave also to one person, he didn't see the face of that person because it was under an umbrella.
És ugyan csak odatta a könyvet egy embernek, de nem látta az arcát, mert ott volt egy esernyő alatt.
So it was the same man.
Ugyanaz az ember volt.
And he just pushed him. Didn't I tell you I don't want this book? Why do you always have to give me this book?
Mondta, hogy előtte is mondta, hogy nem megmondtam, hogy nem kérem ezeket a könyveket. Miért kell mindig ajánlom?
And our Sankirtan devotee didn't push him back also.
És akkor a Sankirtan baktánk nem lökte vissza.
But he said, Bocsánat. Bocsánat means sorry, isn't it? Bocsánat?
Azt mondta, hogy bocsánat.
Bocsánat. And then the next day, again the same person came. And this time he went directly to the Sankirtan devotee. Please give me one of these books. I wonder why you are always so friendly. I have seen you now for 1 year. You are always smiling like Nanda Lulal. You are always happy. And you are always friendly. Maybe it's from reading these books. I want to find out. And then he took. So this is a true story. And it is important for all of you. Now people are still very receptive in Hungary. I know they are very much also here. I've seen that. They somehow have been taking up all the bad habits of the Western people. I have noticed they are not so innocent. And especially in Budapest, I think. Great sense of joyous, isn't it? So, but still, they are nice. And if you are friendly and polite, one day they will take one of these books. See, don't think that Panakami says no, that this is a no for his life. I said no for 1 year to the devotees. Now I'm sitting here amongst you. Everyone is already Krishna conscious. But if because someone says no, you become aggressive or unfriendly, then that's not very good.
De hogyha azért, mert valaki azt mondja, hogy nem, akkor agresszívet vagy barátságtalanul találtak, akkor az nem nagyon jó.
We want a whole life to grow in sankirtan.
Egész életünkben akarjuk csinálni a sankirtan.
Many times I meet in Germany, this is really a problem as a preacher. They say, oh, you gave me this book, and you said it's for free, and then when I gave only little money as a donation, you wanted to have more.
Szóval Németországban ez egy probléma, mindig találkozott egy merekkel, és mondják, hogy adáltatok ezt a könyvet, és azt mondtátok, hogy ingyen van, és csak adományokért veszik, és amikor adtam egy kis adományt, akkor azt mondtátok, hogy még akartam.
I don't want anything to do with you, Hare Krishna.
Nem akarok semmit se a Hare Krishna.
This is not necessary.
Ez nem szükség.
To act like this.
Hogy így cselekedjünk.
We should be very clear in how we present books.
Tisztának kell lenni, és hogy mutatod a könyveket.
So that we can do many lifetimes of sankirtan here. And people will know us in a very favorable way. So you have the opportunity to avoid this mistake. I know sometimes when you hear for the 70th time no, one gets a little bit annoyed.
Amikor valakit már 17-szer szólítottak meg, akkor lehet, hogy egy kicsit.
That is human.
Ideges lesz, ez emberi.
But try to hide it.
De próbáljátok ezt.
Okay, so Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions you would like to ask? Maybe over you can also. Because I'm coming from a place where a lot of sankirtan is going on, and I'm preaching a lot on sankirtan.
Tehát lehet, hogy van valami kérdésetek, amit meg akartok kérdezni, mert olyan helyre jövök, ahol sokat megy a sankirtan, sokat szoktam prédikálni sankirtan. It's like a workplace. It is for 5 days and then we have 2 days rest.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. So how we can change it to make a possibility for constant concentration on Saturday and for the devotees? But not only for that 5 days, but always.
There must be a reason which Shivaram Maharaj has done it like this. And I have personally great faith in him that he does arrange things very nice for Sanghitan.
Én nekem személyesen erősítem el abban, hogy ő minden dolgokat szépen megszervezi a Sankirtanát.
Now, during these two holidays from Sankirtan, these two non-Sankirtan days,
ez alatt a két nem Sankirtanos nap alatt,
I think you should utilize them in a right way.
Azt mondjam, hogy helyesen kell használnom.
To become strong for the rest of week.
Tehát azért, hogy erősebbé váljatok a hétnek a többi részére.
See, when you go to Debreche and say, I have no time to fill my gasoline in the car. I want to just drive.
Tehát, hogyha például Debrecenbe mentek, akkor azt mondjátok, hogy nekem nincs időm tankolni, mert én csak vezetni akarok.
You won't probably reach to Debrecen.
Lehet, hogy nem fogtok elérni Debreceni.
So in the same way, sometimes we have to make a little pause.
Ezért olyan, hogy nekünk egy kis szünetet kell tartani.
But this pause should not, we should not see it as a time where we are not on Sankirtan.
De ezt a szünetet nem úgy kell látni, mint egy időt, amit nem vagyunk Sankirtan.
Just like the fanatic driver who thinks, oh no, if I fill gasoline in the tank of the car, I'm not driving, I'm wasting my time.
Ez nagyon minden a fanatikus helyzetben, mert amíg tankolok, addig nem vezetek, és csak az időn vesztegetem.
It is necessary to stop for some time.
Szükséges, hogy egy kicsit időre megállni.
To put the energy there.
Energiát beletegni.
So also when you are not on Sankirtan, you should spend the time in a Sankirtan conscious way.
És ugyanúgy, amikor nem látok Sankirtanot, akkor Sankirtan tudatos módon kell az időt eltölteni.
Maybe you should read a little bit more. Or learn a service which is also good for Sankirtan, like cooking.
Vagy egy olyan szolgálatot csinálni, ami ugyanúgy a Sankirtanhoz, mint például a főzés, ezt megtanulni.
Maybe you put your clothes in order.
Vagy rendbe rakjátok a ruhátokat.
Or your Sankirtan bag.
Vagy Sankirtanos táskátokat.
In other words, use it in a Sankirtan conscious way this time.
Tehát ezt az időt Sankirtan tudatos módon használjátok.
Or maybe you want to meet a devotee who can help you in your Krishna consciousness.
Vagy lehet, hogy akartok találkozni egy baktával, aki segít nektek a Krishna tudatotokban.
Then when Monday comes, you are you strong.
És amikor jön hétfő, nagyon erősek vagytok.
So there is I remember when I went to the temple after Sankirtan.
Emlékszem, amikor én mentem a templomba Sankirtan után.
I must admit, I was a very young bhakta at that time. Young devotee.
I can remember a very young bhakta. Bhakta who was then.
Same word. Yes. And I didn't use the time very nicely in the temple.
És nem nagyon szépen töltöttem el az időt a templomban, használtam.
On Monday I was extremely tired.
Éppen rendkívül fáradt voltam.
Extremely tired.
Rendkívül fáradt.
The whole Monday I was just very tired.
Egész hétfőn nagyon fáradt voltam.
Because I always, you know, talked up till midnight with the devotees.
Én mindig éjfélig beszélgettem a baktákkal.
And I ate too much in the temple.
Templomba.
And reading, no question of reading. I didn't know how the time was going in the temple. Somehow it went just like a drop of water in the sun, you know. This is not good. When you go, you should get fresh energy and understanding in the temple.
So amikor mentek, akkor friss energiát és megértést kell meríteni a templomba.
Because that will help you in your service.
Ez segíteni fog a szolgáltatókban.
Now if you personally feel you want to distribute 6 days, a week and not five.
Vagy se személyesen, hogy érezed, hogy hat napot akarsz osztani egy héten és nem ötöd.
You could maybe talk with Shivaram Maharaj.
Akkor lehet, hogy beszélhetni Shivaram Maharaj.
But it's a very nice question, Nandalula.
That's not a safe kérdés.
We should be in the Sankirtan. It is a fact. If you are not always in the Sankirtan spirit, then money is always very difficult.
Ez a tény, hogyha nem vagy állandó Sankirtan tudatban, akkor a hétfő nagyon nehéz.
So you must use your time in the temple in a Sankirtan conscious way.
Ezért az időt a templomban Sankirtan tudatos módon kell használni. So, yeah, he said that his opinion was also the same. He was talking to Govinda Prabhu, but he was feeling that he couldn't do it for much more than 5 days because on the sixth day his result was very low. Mm-hmm. And he felt also that he had to regain energy in the time.
Yes, now one thing is, why are we exhausted after 6 days, after four, 5 days?
Az egyik dolog az, hogy miért vagyunk kimerültek 5 nap alatt múlva.
See, I have to think about this question, because sometimes in Germany the devotees go for 2 weeks out, non-stop.
Gondolkoznom kell erről a kérdésről, mert néha a bakták Németországban 2 hétre mennek ki, még se elmondnak.
In my service I'm sometimes a month not at peace, I'm always running for a whole month.
Vagy néha az én szolgálatomban egy hónapig nincsen semmi békén, mindig rohannak egész hónapban.
There are certain reasons why you lose your energy.
Bizonyos okai vannak, hogy miért veszed el az energiát.
You are not maintaining yourself very nicely.
Tehát nem tartod fenn magad a felégség.
I will give you an example from eating, because that is easy to understand.
Adok neked egy példát az étkezésről, mert ezt könnyű megérteni.
If you do not regularly every day eat, you know, sufficient nourishment, then after some day you will be very, very hungry.
Tehát hogyha nem eszel minden nap rendszeresen megfelelő táplálékot, nem fogyasztasz, akkor néhány nap múlva nagyon-nagyon éhes lesz.
It's better you eat every day the proper amount of nourishment.
Tehát inkább jobb, hogyha minden nap a megfelelő mennyiségű táplálékot fogyasztod.
Then you will be strong every day.
Akkor minden nap erős leszel.
It's not good that we eat, you know, real much and then nothing.
Ez nem jó, hogyha egyszer nagyon sokat teszünk, azt nem meg semmi.
So, therefore, I feel it's to answer your question, it's important that you maintain your Krishna consciousness very nicely during the throughout the week by having good association amongst the devotees.
Tehát én úgy érzem, hogy nagyon fontos, hogy szépen társadalmi a Krishna tudatodat egész szépen. Úgyhogy szépen helyesen társulsz a baktákkal.
And becoming the, thinking more how to become the servant.
És többet gondolja arra, hogy bánat a szolgáljukká.
You are the Sankirtan, very good Sankirtan devotee. You even went to Ratha Yatra. And you should inspire the others also.
És miért te nagyon jó Sankirtanos bakta vagy, még a Ratha Yatra-ra is mentél. Ezért másokat is lelkesítenek kell.
Then you will feel how you get strength all the time.
Akkor fogod érezni, hogy növekszik az erőd mindig.
And of course read, you know, have your sadhan nicely.
És akkor és természetesen olvasni, és nagyon szépen kell a sadhanát is érezni.
Then you will be strong always.
Akkor mindig erős leszel.
You won't come after 5 days, you know, like a temple.
És akkor nem így fogsz engedni 5 nap múlva a templomban.
And when you are in the temple, come in time for the kirtan, for the Saturday evening kirtan.
És akkor, hogyha a templomban vagy, akkor időben gyere a szombat esti kirtan.
Not because of yesterday. I think yesterday you were not there, maybe?
Car
broken, yes.
Car.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying in principle.
So I have read in the matter of devotion that it is very important to engage our senses always in the devotional service. So to smell flower offered to Krishna, or taste the sadhan, or to see Krishna. So when the devotee is in the street, he doesn't have the possibility for these things. So he can only take shelter on the home, could only take shelter on the holy name. What can do a devotee who doesn't have faith in the holy name, and he is like he is like a lamb thrown into amongst the wolves, and he cannot find any shelter.
Yeah, this devotee must get faith in the holy name. And there are certain ways one can get faith. On a Kadashi, for instance, one can chant more rounds. And on appearance days, like Krishna Jamashtami, one can chant more rounds.
És a megjelenési napokon Krishna Jamashtami
by chanting more rounds at these spiritual festival days, faith in the holy name is generated.
Tehát, hogyha több kör japázunk ezeken a fesztivál napokon, akkor a faith in the Holy Name az keletkezik.
Also what devotees do is, when they chant, they have a tape of Srila Prabhupada.
Az is, amit a bakták csinálnak, hogy amikor japáznak, akkor van egy kazettájuk Srila Prabhupada.
And it runs in the background.
És az a háttérben megy.
So that there is a spiritual atmosphere.
És lelki atmoszféra.
And by hearing the pure devotee chant, one gets infected.
És hogyha hallunk a tiszta bakták japáznak, akkor mindenki is megfektet.
One also gets this faith. You can try that, have a tape in your japa, but not so loud. Some devotees do it so loud that they don't hear themselves.
És meg kell ezt megpróbálni, tehát ezt kell egy japa
felvetni.
The tape, not so loud the tape. És szóval nem kell túlságosan hangosan menni, mert hangosan hangosan
And no, you are not the lamb thrown to the wolves. Krishna is there.
És te nem egy bárány vagy a farkasok közében, mert ott van Krishna.
He keeps you under his shelter.
És a védelme alatt.
There's an invisible wall of protection around you.
És egy láthatatlan védőfal van körülöttem.
Otherwise you would have been finished already, long, long ago.
Nekem már sokkal régen végen lenne.
Otherwise you would not be in this movement.
Másképp nem lennének a mozgalom.
Because we are so disqualified.
Annyira nincs is ennek képesítés.
If Krishna would not have protected us, where would we be?
Hogyha Krishna nem védel minket, hol lennénk?
We were not experienced to walk on the transcendental path.
Akkor nem éreznék a sétát a
to control our senses and minds. Impossible. So there is protection. You just have to see it more.
So this was the problem, and there was a young devotee who I had to teach to do sankirtan, and he left the movement, but he still has the desire to do it, but he has no faith in the holy name and in the devotional service. So what can I do in this situation?
He still wants to do sankirtan?
He wants to check out sankirtan.
No, he wants to do Krishna consciousness.
But if he should, I don't know if he is desiring truly. So when he was out of sankirtan, he was disturbed very much by
sense objects. Ice cream cake. Getting up prasadam. In the beginning, Prabhupada would always have a bowl of gulab jamuns in the temple. And everyone could take as much as he wanted. I also bring it. The devotees always cooked halava for me. Because I was highly addicted to halava. So I could be encouraged by halava. But when life became very hard, the devotees cooked halava for me. Then I could see a golden brown future.
Or I know born the last of them.
And sometimes devotees may have to stop for a while on sankirtan and do other services. Especially the summertime, Hungarian summertime is nothing for beginners.
Különösen a nyár idő, a nyár az fajta új kezdet. Mi kezdjük el?
Nanadulal, we have to soon continue our festival. We have to stop here.
Tehát hamarosan folytatni kell a fesztivált.
Balaram Festival. Meg kell utálni. Köszönöm. Arra